Summer Movie Preview. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are back for your summer movie preview. So we're already in the midst of the summer. It's June 24th as we record this. So what we'll do is we'll point out a few movies that you might be interested in that have been released recently that are definitely still in the theater. And then we're going to just bring your attention to some movies we think you might want to know about. And we'll give you their dates of release. So here we go, folks. Friends, we just... This weekend, Daniel and I saw Brave, and I also saw Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I would not recommend Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Daniel, would you recommend Brave?
I'd recommend Brave.
I was thinking about doing our own episode on this, but let's just do it here.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's talk about it. Brave. What were your thoughts? You love Pixar. You love Disney.
I love Pixar. I love Disney. It is not a movie that is cracking my Pixar top five. That's a pretty tough grouping to break into, to be honest. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we're looking at three just fantastic Toy Stories that are just unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's pretty hard for any movie to kind of break into that grouping at the moment. But I thought it was great. I thought it was wonderful. It's a Disney princess movie, but it's not a princess who's looking to get married to fix her problems.
Mm-hmm.
The voice cast is very good. The animation is spectacular. As I remarked to you, and a lot of people are going to find this weird,
mm-hmm.
The water is just... It's fantastic.
Yeah, they are awesome at animating water.
I mean, we talked about Finding Nemo that, you know, they had to unreel the water.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't animated enough.
Yeah.
This water is clear, and I mean, it's transparent and you see things through it and it obscures fish the way it's supposed to obscure it.
It was good.
It's a really good movie.
I don't want to spoil anything. I had no idea what this movie was going to be about, and there actually was some surprises, or there were some surprises that I didn't have any idea were part of the movie and the story. So I think for the sake of the show, we won't spoil it here, but...
I will spoil in the sense of this. Pizza Planet truck is there.
Okay, and that's something that I didn't know, that the Pizza Planet truck from Toy Story 1 is in every Pixar movie somehow.
Yes.
I didn't know that until today. So I would say, let's give it a rating. So I... Shoot. 1 through 5. Daniel, go.
4.5.
Oh my gosh, I can't give it that high. I don't think I loved it as much as you. I want to say 3. Sorry. And there's something I want to talk about. I don't know if this is spoilery. This is probably not, but there's a lot about the relationship between daughter and mother in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a daughter or a mother. And so I didn't really relate to some of the main emotional undertones, thoughts.
I would agree. I mean, you could definitely get a sense of family as being a big theme there. You mm-hmm. know, that, you know, finding your home, finding your family. Uniting the family in the face of division.
Yeah.
So I think some of that is, you know, I don't struggle with my mother over who I'm going to marry, which is definitely, you know.
So you didn't relate to that conflict in the movie?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I would recommend it because it's Pixar, and I think you should see every Pixar movie that exists, even though I haven't. I've never seen Bug's Life still.
So.
I haven't seen Cars 2. But I still think you should see all Pixar movies. All right, here we go. Any last thoughts on Brave before we go on?
Yeah, I think it's very good. It's as you said, it's the 13th, number one.
Yeah. Pixar is unstoppable.
By the end of the summer, it'll break 100 mil. I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
If not by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, June 1st, we had the release of Snow White and the Huntsman. Has anybody here seen it?
Nope.
I think it looks cool. I want to see it. You guys?
Renter.
Maybe eventually.
Wait, what'd you say? Runner?
Renter.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see. Madagascar 3. It's about talking animals. Not really sci-fi at all, but they're Europe's most wanted now. What do you think?
I heard it was awesome, but I don't know if I want to see it. Not into Madagascar.
Sorry. I have kids. I'll see it.
That came out on June 8th. also on that day, Prometheus came out. I am 100% seeing this movie. I just recently, for the first time in my life, watched all 4 of the Alien movies. I bought them on Blu-ray, checked them out with some friends. I'm pumped for Prometheus. Are you guys going to see that movie?
No.
No.
Ever? In your life?
Maybe if that one time when I'm hanging out with people and they're watching it.
Why would you not see it? It looks like an awesome sci-fi movie, and Damon Lindelof wrote it.
So?
Did you guys...
Who's he?
Have you seen the Alien movies?
What has he done?
Daniel.
Let's see. I saw Alien.
Okay.
Which I thought was good.
It was good.
I saw Aliens.
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. Alien 3? Or Alien to the Third? Power? Do you want to borrow my Blu-ray?
I saw Alien versus Predator.
I didn't see those.
I watched those.
Alien
Resur- Oh, no. I just saw Alien versus Predator.
Oh.
I didn't see those.
So, yeah, because there's two. But
yeah, I know. I own both of them.
Listen to this. Alien Resurrection was written by Joss Whedon, who also wrote lots of other things I like. Alien Resurrection is literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's probably one of the top worst movies.
So, sorry,
it's not
Joss.
Very good.
It's okay, though. He worked out his kinks in Alien Resurrection. Let's move on here. Released on June 22nd was Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, was Brave, and also a comedy called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Steve Carell.
And Keira Knightley starring this romantic comedy about two friends that meet and they're on a car ride and it's the world's about to end. I think like some sort
no,
of...
No, he's disaster. Looking for a friend for the end of the world. He's going searching for one of his old girlfriends or whatever.
No, this
at the end of the world.
The reason this fits into sci-fi is because it's actually an apocalyptic comedy. Like the world is actually going to
end. Pretty much, yeah.
See, you say apocalyptic comedy. I say, am I going to have to think...
I hope not.
No, you don't.
Just kidding.
Not according to the previews.
You'll get to think. Why not?
I don't want
to.
The previews seem like you just laugh.
I don't want to think.
Let's fast forward. Now let's move ahead. July 3rd of The Amazing Spider-Man. This is a must-see for me, folks.
That's someday.
Right. You.
But not the day.
I might see it on the day.
Not worth it to me.
I think it is worth it to me.
I just watched Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Ugh.
And I was inspired to rent this.
What? You rented it?
No, I'm inspired to rent.
Oh.
Amazing.
It's going to be totally different and better.
I'm sorry. I'm all wrapped up into Ultimate Spider-Man right now. And if I can't have some Luke Cage...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, yeah. Really, come on.
I mean, do I really want...
Luke Cage, he should get his own movie. That'd be cool.
Maybe.
July 20th. Anybody know what comes out that day? Please.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, The Dark Knight Rises. This is a must-see.
What's that?
Okay, we're seeing that. Obviously, we've talked about that. Neighborhood Watch. Kobe, you sound really interested in this comedy starring Jonah
Hill. I am very interested
Jonah
in this
Hill,
comedy.
Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and the guy from the IT Crowd, who is British. I don't know his real name. So why do you want to see this, and why is it sci-fi?
Well, I love Vince Vaughn. I think he's hilarious. Jonah Hill is pretty funny. Ben Stiller, obviously, brings the good comedy. It just looks super, super funny. At one point, I think in the previews, they talk about killing aliens.
They find aliens in this
movie. That just seems...
Well, who
like
doesn't
want to
kill aliens?
I do.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like the very Christian thing to do.
August 3rd...
It's an alien. We don't really know if they are human.
Okay, listen to... I saw the trailer for the first time for this movie. Total Recall, August 3rd. It looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
And when Arnold Schwarzenegger starred in it, it was just further proof of how great of an actor he was.
Oh my gosh.
When he pulled that thing out of his nose... I cried, man. I cried. It was like a baby.
So, Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes. I don't think he's going to be in Total Recall reboot, though. This is not sci-fi.
I think he'll have a cameo. They gotta.
This is not sci-fi, but worth mentioning. If you like action movies like most sci-fi people do, The Expendables 2 comes out August 17th.
Love it.
Let's just skip past it, though, because I didn't love the first one.
Oh, my gosh.
I was not in love with the first
one. This has Liam Hemsworth in it, a.k.a. Thor, so... You gotta go see it.
Liam Hemsworth is his brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Chris Hemsworth.
Who was
in
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, sorry. My bad.
This is the one who's, like, engaged to Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I had no idea that was true, but good work.
I always get them mixed up. Sorry about that. No, but I want to see it. I love action movies. It has every single action hero in it, so it's going to be awesome.
What about Paranorman? This is a cartoon. Comes out August 17th. Daniel, you have children. Are they going to see Paranorman?
My kids don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
No.
It's a cartoon about a guy whose name is Norman, and he finds out about paranormal stuff happening in his house.
My kids are ready for Despicable Me 2, which doesn't even come out for a year. We've never heard of this.
Okay.
Marketing on it has sucked.
Yeah, I've heard nothing about it.
I'm looking over this list of movies, and there's other movies that come out in August, but none sound good. This one might be sci-fi, The Apparition, starring Ashley Green. I have no idea what that's about. Bradley Cooper's in a movie called Hit and Run, but Dax Shepard is also in it, so I'm guessing it's not sci-fi. The Loneliest Planet? That sounds weird.
Hey, Premium Rush has Jordan Gordon-Levitt in it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt? What is Premium Rush
Jordan?
About? I don't think that's sci-fi either. I don't think there are any more sci-fi movies to bring up in the whole rest of the summer. So
The Possession? That kind of sounds...
Yeah, that's coming out August 31st.
Yeah.
But that could just be about legal stuff and who owns what.
I mean, I highly doubt that's what it's about. That's the worst title movie ever.
Well, I guess the summer preview was a little shorter than I originally anticipated, but there it is. Those are some dates to watch for. You know, Men in Black 3 came out. I still haven't seen that. I'll probably check that out at some point. Maybe a renter. What about you, Daniel?
I'm going to see it. I got a kid.
Your daughter wants to see it?
To see it.
All
right. Renter. Even though I love Men in Black. Tommy Lee Jones, I don't think, is in it all the time, which is just depressing.
He's in it a little bit, so. Well,
that's not enough.
That's the end of this summer preview. You learned about Brave. You learned about the movies to watch for. That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And once again, we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Signing off!
Your sigh is on the recording now. Way to go, sire. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are back for your summer. Dang it.
That was great.
All right, we'll do this one over. Actually, that way I can say summer movie. Okay, here we go.